Thanks to Curtis Coast Automotive. It's 20 past 7. G'day to Matty Burnett, the Mayor. Hello, buddy.
Morning, mate. Good morning, Central Reporting Team.
Hey, you've inducted some trainees on Monday, 24 into the council on all different shapes, models and trades, eh? And our young Kyle Weeksy was one of them.
He was, yep. Got him there in the morning. So, yep, inducted all new 24 trainees and apprentices. So for council, we've been on a path for a number of years to put on more trainees and apprentices. We believe it's the responsibility of governments, all levels of governments, that is, to train and upgrade and, you know, the next generation, not necessarily ones just leaving school, but the next generation of tradesmen and women, regardless of their age. So we had a lot of, school leavers, younger ones, but also some older representatives from our local community as well. So we got a very great mix of our new trainees and apprentices, and we're wrapped to have them.
Yeah, right across the board. Great stuff. A great initiative there by the Gladstone Regional Council. Now, mate, coal loader, $60 million coal loader being built here?
Fantastic news. So Cameron Dick, the Treasurer of Queensland, was in Gladstone yesterday. I was joined with him and, of course, the Chair of the Gladstone Ports Corp, Anthony Lynham, and we were there at Port Central to announce the $60 million new coal loader, which will be built at Port Central. The first time we're building one of these in Gladstone, $60 million, 200 construction jobs, take a couple of years. The design starts in March, so it's starting soon, and then a couple of years, and then they'll ship it from Port Central, which is then where Auckland Point is, up to RG Tanna. So that's great news for Gladstone. It's also great news for our Central Queensland coal mines as well. It shows confidence in the local coal mining sector as well. It replaces a shiploader over 40 years old. So this is going to give life to the RG Tanna in terms of shiploading coal for at least another 40-odd years.
Yeah, no, great news. And countdown to the rugby league season. I think everybody's champing at the bit. The rugby league. Who do you support in the NRL, just out of curiosity?
I'm the Bulldogs.
Yeah. That's right. Sorry, mate. but we've got a trial match with the Capras and the PNG Hunters Saturday in March.
Absolutely. So that's going to be an awesome weekend of footy. So we do have the Capras playing the Hunters, but there's also a number of other games. We have the junior Hunters, I guess you call them, the under-21s. They're playing at 2:30 against Bundy West. And then we have the ladies playing South Logan Magpies as well. So that's at 4 p.m.
The ladies, when they play rugby, first game I ever went to, I thought, oh, yeah. And I've gone, gee, I'm glad I'm not out there. Bang, they don't muck around.
No, they absolutely do not. And we've got we've got Terry Reader, from the Dolphins. He'll be there for part of the coaching clinic. We've also got Gordon Tallis and Wayne Bennett. So it's going to be an awesome weekend of footy. But the coaching clinic is going to be exciting. So we've got two different coaching clinics. There's an all abilities one in the morning, and then at 11 a.m. there's another free coaching clinic. I think that's for juniors that are already playing. So it's going to be a great weekend to get all the local involved in rugby league. So we're excited about that.
It's going to be a big weekend. Find out more details on the council website with all of that too, see, eh?
Yeah, or hop on the Capras or Gladstone Rugby League. Yep. It's going to be at Marley Brown Oval. So it's 5th of March, a whole massive day of rugby league, and we're really looking forward to it as the season kicks off, and go the Bulldogs.
Right, go the Bulldogs. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. You know I'm going to heckle you all year if the Bulldogs don't do well again this year. You know that.
Well, I guarantee we'll do better than last year. They have to.
You
got the wooden spoon.
Yeah, I know. But the only team that was above you, I think, was the Broncos, wasn't it? We won't go there either. All right. Thanks, mate. You have a ripper week. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Mayor Matt Burnett on 4CC. Joining us. Good news, eh? 5th of March. Put that in if you're a rugby league fan. 24 past 7.